Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. And I will answer, Lord, set me, yes, speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Want to thank the Lord for this beautiful day and that he has brought us into his house. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you as you have given us this blessed opportunity, Lord, once more to be in your house this Sunday morning. Lord Jesus, we are so glad to be in thy house and we are so glad to be here. May you bless us, Father, even as we look up to you for this service, Lord, the Sunday school classes. Father, as we look up to you, Father, for the main service, as we look up to you for the song worship, Lord, we just want to commit ourselves to you. Lord, I pray that may you bless Brother David Scott, who could not be with us this morning. May you bless him, Lord, and touch his body and make him well. Lord, we thank you, Father, to see Brother. We are so glad to see Brother Maxwell. Lord, thank you for Jenny Messes. Oh, God, all the way from Ghana. And thank you so much for the wedding. Lord, the wonderful testimony, Lord Goroma, that we heard about Brother Daniel's wedding, oh, God. Thank you so much, Lord. Be with us now in this Sunday school class. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. May God bless you, saints. It's quite good to give our elders some respite. It's good to see Brother Maxwell. Welcome back. Sister Comfort, welcome back. Yeah, you'll be surprised why I'm here. It's just to give our elders some respite, you know. So we just want to thank the Lord. He makes all things good. He's the one who ordains all things. So we want to thank him for giving the opportunity also for me to stand and just have a Sunday school class. So may God bless you. Shall we open the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12? We just want to share a small little thought. It's a familiar text, and you know, just like to appreciate this God of diversity. You know, I was thinking about sometimes we just eat the same kind of food, but only that in different kind of flavors. You might like the potatoes, you know. And today you might eat the potato in mash, and tomorrow it will be some chips, you know. But it's the same carbohydrate.
Yes.
So that's what God does, you know. We have the same kind of food, but sometimes it gives us in a little bit of a flavor, a little bit of a different flavor.
That's right.
So we just want to thank Him. We just want to look at the mystery of members of one body. Shall we read from 1 Corinthians 12, from verse 12? For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. I want you to look at the emphasis on the oneness of this body. The body is one. Members of that body are one body. But the members being many are one body. So also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, or Zimbabwean, or Irish, or Lithuania. Yes, we are all. Whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Okay, shall we bow heads? Thank you, Lord Jesus, once more for this word. Father, we just pray for the context a little bit from this text, Father. Bless us, O God, as we wait to hear from Thee. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. You shall be seated, saints. So we just want to look at the body of the spiritual body of Christ, right? And also, God used the metaphor of this natural body to kind of show what the spiritual body of Christ is like. So from these scriptures that we have read, we see that there are many members of this one body. So we are going to be relating to the natural body and also seeing how the spiritual body is like. Amen. Verse 14 says, for the body is not one member, but many. So if you think of your natural body, you can see how many members you have. You can't even number them. There are so many. You can look at the compartments of this body or the regions of the body. If you look at the head alone, the members of the body just within the head, there are so many. You can look at your ears and your eyes, your nose, and there are hidden members also within the head as well. Then you come to the torso and the lower limbs and the upper limbs. Each one has got so many diverse members. And each of those members constitute a part of this body. In Ephesians, let's just open Ephesians 4 from verse 4 to 6, just to get the emphasis on the body. So Ephesians 4, verse 4 says, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So you can see the oneness being emphasized here of this body, that there is one body and there's one Spirit, one Lord. So you can see the oneness, that is very, very important. There's only one body. I'm thankful that I have one body. And I have one head. So you can imagine if you had two heads, you know. God does not make a mistake, you know. And as you will see, just how the Lord places each member appropriately. He knows where to put the mouth, he knows where to put the fingers, he knows where to put the nails. Nothing is out of kilter on the physical body. That means also nothing is out of kilter on the spiritual body. So this metaphor we see here on the natural body that we are looking at, it's showing that the body of Christ is one. Just like this natural body is one. You can think about your body in this kind of a sense, that this body is not separated. The members of this body, they dwell in unity. They don't gossip against one another. They don't speak against one another. They don't work against one another. You don't have the liver trying to do something that does not complement what the heart is doing. Everything is just working for one purpose. And the outcome of that is the growth of this body. So that's the same thing that should happen also with us. We should work together and perform our function in this body of Jesus Christ. And he knows where, how to place us very well. And don't underestimate where he placed you in this natural, in this spiritual body. So let's look at verse 15 as we also look at this natural body. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? So you can see that even if the foot does not want to be a part of this body, it's still part of this body. Yeah. And it cannot say, I'm not of this body. Yeah. And your nose cannot say, I'm not of the body, because I'm outstanding, I've got two nostrils and I can breathe, and it cannot separate itself from the body. No matter how special it looks at the function it's performing on the body, it's still part of the body. So there are so many functions for each and member of this body. So you'll be surprised some of the functions that the members of your body perform. If we ask some of our good sisters that know the anatomy, you'll be surprised about each function, how it's playing its role in this natural body. And you'll be surprised also to know each function of every brother, every sister in the body of Christ. Sometimes we don't know the function that we are playing, but there is a function each and every one of us is playing. And sometimes that function is more crucial and more important than what we think. Verse 18, but now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. So it's actually God who placed each member where it is. Amen. And I'm so happy that he does a perfect job. I just love the way he just made me. I've learned to appreciate the way he just made me. Before you start to know, you might say, but why did you give me such a head? I wish I had a round face. But God knows exactly why he made you the way he made you. You know, you might look and say, ah, but my height is not that. I wish I was a bit taller. But he knew very well that he would give you such a height. And he's just a God of diversity. You know, he loves variety. That's why he did not make us the same. You know, some are tall, some are, you know, short, some are this, some are that, you know. But all is beautiful, you know. And when you look at each individual, one of us, the members of our bodies, each one is special. There is nothing that he put on us that is not playing a part. You might look at your hair and say, but why do I have this hair? I wish I don't have this hair. There's a reason why he gave you that hair. Yeah. When I was young, I used to say, but why do we have nails? What function are these nails playing? You know, but there's a function they are playing, you know, and that function is playing a pivotal role in the welfare of the whole body. So without the nails, your body won't function properly. And if they were all one member, where were the body? So if this whole body was just an ear, it's just ear, we are not going to be able to walk. You can't talk, you can't smell, you know, it's just an ear. So if this whole body was just like a leg, yes, maybe you can walk, but you cannot touch anything. You can't see, there's no eyes. So it has to be the way God made it to be. Yeah, it can't be one member. So the same applies also with Christ. You can never be alone or live in isolation. As a member of the body, a member of the bride, you play a certain function, but we coexist as members of the body of Jesus Christ. But now are they many members, yet but one body. So he's a God of variety. He made the parts of the body not the same. If you look at the mouth, it's not the same as the ear, and the nose is different from the fingers, and so forth. So each part is different from the other. But why? He could have made it maybe just five, you know, varieties, maybe just having hands and not even having the nose, you know, just the ears. He could have made just a few members of this body. But why so many? Because the scripture says there are so many of them. It shows an attribute of God, that he's a God of variety. For those, I think, that were in Avoca, you remember the heart that was drawn on the board with so many attributes of God within that heart. This is one of the attributes that we can place there as well, which is the God of variety. He loves variety. He loves diversity. He's a God of diversity. That's why I just looked at this thought to say he's a God of diversity. Looking at this body, if you examine it even in depth, you'll be surprised that this body is so, so diverse. There's so much to this body than you know. There's so much happening inside of this body than we normally think about, you know. Let's just read a quotation on the prophet in the Message Faith. The prophet talking about the variety in the kingdom of God. He said, many of you Christians here this morning, not tonight, don't know where you are. You have a right to these things. He was talking about divine healing and so forth, spiritual things, really. Did you ever go down here to the arcade somewhere or walk into a great big variety store? You look around now, you just maybe just living on one thing. But in a variety store, you got here something, over here something, and over here something. And coming into Christ is like coming into a big variety store. We have joy. Oh, he's a God of variety. I love it. You know, there's so much when you're now talking of the body of Jesus Christ, okay? There's so much in the kingdom of God than we think of sometimes, than we can actually benefit from. I think in Psalms 103, he said, do not forget all his benefits. There are so many of them, but sometimes we are just thinking of two things or three things, you know, which is good, but he's a God of variety. There are so many things to benefit in the kingdom of God. So you can go into this shop and see the shelf full of joy. Even if you bring your trolley and you put all the joy and fill the trolley, you are not going to finish that shelf. Because the moment you just take, they will be bringing back more joy on that shelf. So your trolley will be full. Then you go and bring it into your car. You come back, you take peace, you put the trolley full. You go, you come back, you put patience, divine healing, you know, the speaking of tongues, interpretation of tongues. We have prophecy, we have everything, the prophet says. There is everything in this big variety store. It's a big variety store, is that right? And by one Spirit, we are all baptized into this big variety store. How many wants to shop in that one? I want to shop. I'm going to be doing some shopping today. Because I want more of his peace. I want more of his long suffering. Yes, so we are not going to exhaust that store, which is Christ. So I like what Brother Vitali said. In Avoca, he said, we are on our way to self-discovery. The Holy Spirit just led him off his topic and started to talk about the God of variety as well, just in another unique way. So it was just interesting to me that when he said, we are on our way to self-discovery, that shows that we are still discovering ourselves in the Lord. So you might be playing a certain function in the body of Christ, but you, as you continue on, you discover what other functions that you might be playing in this body of Christ. Yes. And he also gave a type of the rainbow, having so many colors, and saying that there is a color of a rainbow inside of you. Yeah, you might have a reddish, you might be inclined towards the reddish one, or the greenish color, yeah, because that's a God of variety. So each and every one of us, we have a certain attribute of Christ. Amen. And then let's just look at how much we need one another as we go down this chapter. And he says, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. You see, there's a little mystery here because God is just bringing a little mystery about the members of the body, how diverse they are, and is starting to show that in these members of the body, there are those members that appear to be weak, that appear to be feeble, that appear to be not playing an important function. And these members of the body is saying, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. So may God give us the revelation about this mystery, because this We see it on our natural body. It's sad how people have degraded themselves to an extent that they even curse one another using members of our body. You know, because they just look at that member of the body and think this is a less important member of the body. But if you look at the function that member of the body is playing, it's very, very important. So God designed this body so that every part matters, and there is no part in the body of Jesus Christ that is less important than the other. And those parts that are weak, those parts that are hidden, those are the ones that are most vital. The most vital, they say they're vital organs. They are not the hands. They are not the feet. They are the hidden parts. So you see, those parts that appear to be weak, that appear to be frail, are the most crucial ones. The same applies in the body of Christ. We have members of the body that appear not to be so important or maybe less recognized, but those are the most important members. Because of our time, I just put one example of one member of this natural body that many people don't think plays any important part at all. So if you think about an eyebrow, even myself, one time I used to think, but what are these small things doing here, you know? Until people, they remove them, sadly. And if you just look at the functions of the eyebrow, it says it gives protection to the eyes. So when you sweat, divert sweat, rain, and moisture away from the eyes, help prevent debris and dust from falling directly into the eyes. Apart from the protection of the eyes, it also helps in facial expression and communication. So if you are using nonverbal communication, the eyebrows play a part. So if you are angry, if you want to show your anger, you need your eyebrows. And if you want to express your joy, you still need your eyebrows. And when it comes to identity and recognition, especially with the technologies, they contribute to facial recognition as well. So if you change the eyebrows, you start to alter the appearances. And there are other functions. You see, it goes on to talk about vision assistance in the way, like if you are running, you are sweating, and you'll be going like this, but the sweat that you are removing is caught in the eyebrows. So that shows the part that the eyebrow is playing, a very important part. But sadly, people remove it. Yeah, they don't think it's important. That shows how the parts of this physical body play a certain function, and the function is very important to the overall well-being of this body. Let's go on to verse 24. As we just almost wind down. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lagged, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. How much more we should care for one another. We should look after one another. Because if you start to notice and recognize that every member of the body of Jesus Christ is very important and playing a part that contributes to the welfare of the whole body of Jesus Christ, we start to support one another, we start to work together and work towards a one accord. And in unity. Yeah. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. The prophet was asked this question. We might not just read all of that, but he was asked the question, please explain the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27, and the last verse that we just read there. And he was asked about revelations as well. If you go down, sister, to paragraph 199, the prophet was answering about this question. He said, yes, the body of Christ, see, the body of Christ was broken for our sins, and by one spirit we are all baptized into that body and become members. And when, where did the body, he just gave the example there, where did my wife, symbolically speaking, where did Eve come from? Body of Adam. So she was taken out of his side. Eve was taken from Adam's side. And she was part of his body. And he said, she is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones. And I'll call her a woman. Now, in the body of Christ, was taken out of the body of Christ, for we are spirit and flesh and born of him. So the bride, being the wife of Christ, was also taken from Christ's side. And without each and every one of us, Christ is not complete without each and every one of us, because we are a part of him. Because we are born into his body, and because this body here belongs to him, yet it's born in sin. He has redeemed it. God will raise it up at the last days, and I'll live in it for eternally. So this part of the body we are talking about, the natural body, which we are using as a metaphor to the spiritual body, it's also a part of Christ. So when he died, he redeemed this body. And the prophet is saying, we are going to live in this body. Yes, it's not going to be the way we see it, the 16 elements of the soil, but it's going to be a glorified body. It's going to be raised in the last days. And every member of this body is vital. The same applies to the spiritual members of the spiritual body of Christ. So may God help us to catch that little mystery about this body. Never look down upon any brother, any sister in the body of Christ, because you don't know the part that they are playing. They are playing a certain function. And as we continue in this path of self-discovery, we are going to continue to grow in our functions in the body of Christ. But we just need to complement one another. We just need to appreciate what God is doing to each and every one of us. You might not like a certain brother or a certain sister, but we are made differently. He made you differently from, I love my precious brother, I think Brother Faithful, he always say, as our faces are different from one another, so are we different from one another. So that's just the God of diversity. He just made us unique. Every one of us is unique. Every one of us is special in your own way. God made you to be special in your own way. You might not be like me, but the way God made you is special. And the part that you play in the spiritual body of Christ is very special. You might not be a musician. We don't have to be all musicians. If we were all musicians, where were the body? Where were the preachers and the Sunday school teachers? Where were the technicians? Yeah, so each and every one of us is playing an important part. Even more so, those that appear not to be playing a very important part, those are the ones that are really playing the crucial parts. So may God bless you as we just close our eyes because of time. Precious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, for you are good all the time. And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for your goodness this morning. How, Father, you have just showed us, Lord Jesus, the natural body, the functions that the members of this body play. And Lord Jesus, they are those functions, they are those parts of this natural body that play a function which does not appear to be important, a role that is appearing to be important, but they are still a part of the body. And they perform a function that contributes to the overall well-being of this natural body. Lord Jesus, may we discover ourselves what you want us to be in the body of Jesus Christ. Father, may we continue, Lord God Almighty, to grow in you, Lord Jesus, and continue to reveal to us the part that you want us to play. And that, Lord Jesus, so that at the end of the day, Lord Jesus Christ, the picture is good, O God Almighty, so that we come to produce the picture that you want us to be, the body of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that may you bless each and every brother, every sister, Lord Jesus, to grow further in their functions according to the unique way that you have made them. And I pray that, Lord Jesus, may you bless us, Father, to continue meditating upon this kind of a thought so that we learn to appreciate one another even more. Lord, we thank you. We commit the remainder of the service, praying that you bless the song worship, praying that you bless the preaching of the word. We are waiting on thee, Father, that you give us according to our portion today, Father. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. May God bless you, saints.